reading to you from Matthew 4:19. And he called them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and my stars, how I love to go to prison. Of course, you don't have to listen to me long. No, I love prison work. But you know what, friends? If I didn't love those men and those women, I couldn't go. There are a lot of churches today who will not go to prison because it's a little bit below their dignity. Well, they're sure not reading the Bible, are they? No, they're not reading the Bible. He told us to go on the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Do you know the message I take to those men and women? The love of Christ. That's it. Tell them there's a second chance. That Christ died for them on the cross to pay for our sins. We've seen thousands of people over the many years we've been doing prison work come to know Christ, and we've met a lot of them on the outside who are living successful, productive lives because, not of us, but because of Jesus. Be with you for a half an hour tonight. Kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee or, well, how about a lemonade? I don't have one here in my studio tonight. Wow. Well, I hope I can get through the message. Okay, talk to you later. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and the 22nd verse. To the weak I become weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may be by all means save some. Tonight we're going to talk about the subject that every born-again Christian should listen to tonight. Courage to share your faith. Oh, friends, I've been preaching on this subject for 54 years. Why does not people get the joy of soul winning? It's out there. He wants you. He said, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Well, we say, well, first of all, I'm not very bright. Well, I'm not either. But I tell you one thing. Maybe I wouldn't have been this way had I not fell on my knees so many years ago and cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You've heard me say this many times. I never knew that God loved alcoholics. I sure did not know that. But I found out he did. And when I repented of my sins and asked him to forgive me and to come in my heart, that's when things all began to happen. He wrote my name in the Lamb Book of Life. He sure did. And not only that, but he delivered me from alcohol. And friends, you don't need medicine. You don't need AA. Now, I'm not putting down AA. Don't get me wrong. I've spoke at a lot of their meetings. I didn't go there to learn from them. I went over to share with them. AA will not tell you about Jesus. Now, there's a few people in there who will, but very seldom. They'll say, we have a higher power. Well, they don't have a name to his power. I do. His name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. And that's what he did to do. Well, anyway, we ought to share our faith. And these were the last words of our risen Savior found in Matthew 18:20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I command you. Lo, I'm with you. How long? Always, even to the end of the age. Well, we call that the Great Commission. But my friends, too many times it is a great omission. Fear, excuse me, oftentimes keeps us from telling others of Christ. Now listen to me. Personal evangelism is the greatest lack in most churches today. I'm going to ask you a question. How can we conquer this paralyzing fear and reach out to people for Christ? Well, beloved, it all goes back to the pastor. Too many pastors are not teaching their people or training them to go out there. And he said, here's a teaching, telling. Well, maybe the pastor can't, maybe he don't know how himself. Well, if you don't, let the deacons do it. Somebody on his church ought to be able to lead someone to Christ. But that is the responsibility of the local New Testament church. Three words will provide the courage to share our faith. Number one word, compassion, is the first word. Paul, I am made all things to all men. Well, remember Paul, whose name was Saul, the proud Pharisee who never has spoken these words, never. This highly religious man thought himself above others. Oh, friend, Saul hated and tried to destroy the church in its infancy. But on the road to Damascus, Paul was changed forever. Well, friends, listen, that goes to show you, I don't know, care how godless you are or were, you can come to Jesus, have your life changed by the blood of Jesus, and then you can have the courage to go. Saul really, well, you know, Russia's tried to stamp out Christianity. China has tried to stamp out Christianity. And in America, oh, yes, I love my country. I love my flag, but I got news for you. Even our president won't even have a day of prayer that we used to always have once a year, but not our president. No, he's going to do the praying for us. Well, first of all, he's got to get saved before he can do that. Friends, he says he's a believer, but so does the devils believe and tremble. Oh, friends, if you're a Christian, let the world know it, not just by going out and saying it, by it indeed. And let them know who you are and who you serve. This new convert became filled with compassion for the lost. And beloved, I tell you this again, it may offend some even. I hope it don't. But I am so glad that I was an alcoholic. Because had I not have been, first of all, I would have never found Jesus, I'm afraid. And did you know I talked to 6 different preachers before I was saved, until I found one preacher, 1 out of 6, that knew Jesus as Savior. I was thrown in a federal prison in Fairbanks, Alaska, back in 1955 for trying to beat up on a police officer and trying to outrun him, and no territorial license, no territorial driver license. I got thrown in a federal joint. Now, I want you to know, friends, I was one scared little rabbit. And even that night, I went to my knees, and I was not a born-again believer. I was a head believer. I went to my knees, and I told God, I'm in trouble again, just like I was in Okinawa, just like we were in the North China Sea in that great big typhoon. But I said, Lord, now, right now, this very hour, I am serious. I need help. If you get me out of prison in the morning, which would have took a miracle, I'll go see a preacher. Did you know? God performed a miracle, got me out for $100 instead of doing 6 years, and I'd kept my promise. I went to that preacher's home in College, Alaska. Don't even know what kind of a church it is, don't care. All I know is I knocked on his door, and the pastor said, won't you come in? And so I went and sat down. He said, what could I do for you, son? I said, well, I've got a serious problem. Well, what is it? I said, I'm an alcoholic. You're a what? I said, I'm an alcoholic. Well, he said, how old are you, son? Well, I said, I'm 30 years old. Oh, you can't be an alcoholic till you're at least 45. He never one time mentioned Jesus. He never prayed with me. He just told me that I wasn't an alcoholic. Well, I went out and I celebrated the fact that my wife was wrong, that I wasn't an alcoholic. Can you believe that? Oh, my stars, friends. Six preachers never told me about Jesus, but one preacher did. And he's in heaven today. Praise God for that. This new convert become filled with compassion for the lost, and that's what I have today, and I hope that's what you have. He pursued them, prayed for them, and pleaded for them to come to Christ. Now, this former persecutor became a preacher of the gospel. I know so many preachers. Oh, friends, I must tell you this story. There was these two men that owned this bar down in North Carolina. Well, this one guy loved to hear good Christian music. And so it was a hot evening, and he decided he knew a revival was going on in his church up there. He wouldn't go in the church. But he'd go up there, and he'd roll his windows down in his car, because you know that all the windows were up in the church, and he heard an invitation, just as I am, but I'm on plea. And that man bowed his head, cried out for God to save him. Now, he said, what am I going to do? I own a bar. I can't sell booze. Well, so he had a partner, and he went back and got sat in the chill room waiting not to, he wouldn't serve beer to anybody, waiting for his partner to come up, and his partner came up, what are you doing in here? Well, he said, I come in to tell you, I want to sell you my half of my business. Guy said, what are you talking about? He said, I want to sell to you. Do you know that both of those, that's incredible, both of those men were saved in different parts of North Carolina that night. Well, they finally sold the bar, threw the stuff out that they could. And so when the man came home, he told his wife, God saved me tonight. It made her so furious, she got up and took her blanket and went in on the Davenport to sleep. Then, about 3 o'clock in the morning, she walked back in the bedroom and she said, honey, do you really, really, are you sure that God saved you? He said, not only did he save me, but he also called me to preach tonight. Well, let me tell you what, he did surrender to preach. He went to seminary. I was become a very good friend of his when he came to Seattle. But his wife was never happy. She never, never wanted him to be a pastor. Well, he died at an early age, and I don't know whatever happened to her. But you see, God has strange ways of dealing with people. Excuse me. Jesus was a supreme example of compassion, especially on the cross. Compassion, listen to me, compassion conquers cowardice. Compassion creates courage. If you care enough, you'll overcome your fears and share your faith. Well, boy, oh boy, I'm having throat problem tonight. Communication is the second word. By all means, he said. Courage grows with a sanctified strategy. Pray for an approach that enables you to communicate. Witnessing at some point requires words. Jesus said to the woman at the well, give me to drink. And I read in John 4:7, there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Well, now you know that the Samaritan and the Jews hated each other. But Jesus made a special trip, him and his disciples, to go down there and reach that lady for Christ. And he did. And she went back to town. She was an immoral woman. She went back to town and told him, I met the Christ. Wow. People came out there. And you see, God used an immoral woman who had accepted Christ to tell others about Jesus. Why can't he use you tonight? Well, Philip said to the Ethiopian, understand thou what thou readest? Well, Philip was an evangelist, and he was preaching in a big church, people getting saved. And God told him, get out of here and go out there, and I want you to meet this man who's in a chariot. And so Philip saw this guy in his chariot, And in Acts 3:8-30, and when Philip had run up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" "Well," I said, "no, nobody's ever told me." And so Philip crawled up in that chariot and told him about Jesus. And you know what? They even went to where there was much water, and he got baptized, and he went on to Ethiopia, and Philip went back to his church. Reach telemarketers. Put your faith on the line and be kind. Use tracts. Enclose them in letters and with bill payments. Give them to hurting people. Well, confidence is the third word, that I might save some. Paul expected results he witnessed in faith. In Romans 8:28 it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose." This is God's assurance that he will go with us through every trial and tribulation, but only to those who love God, not unbelievers. What side are you on tonight? Do you love God through Jesus, or do you hate him? Only you can answer that question. Stand in before kings and judges, and he will share his faith. That Paul did. He witnessed to everybody that he come in. He didn't care if you were in Skid Row. He didn't care if you was a king or a queen. He even witnessed in jail. Boy, that's a good place to witness. And he led his family to Christ. That's what he did. Well, expect God to use you in reaching souls, and he will do so. You've got to trust him. Lean on him. Ask him for souls. Hey, here's my morning prayer. Lord, give me holy boldness. Fill me with your blessed Holy Spirit. And do me with power from on high. Lord, give me holy boldness. And above all, Lord, give me precious souls for my hire. Now, the summary consists of three words. Compassion, communications, and confidence. You know, friends, I got to tell you this story. This is amazing. When I was going to Bible college in Riverside, my pastor called me one night and he said, "Cecil, there's an alcoholic and his wife and his little girl living in this motel." And they said, "He's a terrible alcoholic. He's tried to commit suicide several times." So I went over and visited with him, with the pastor, and we visited for a couple hours and never got anywhere. So, I'd say maybe 2 weeks later, I received a phone call from Harriet Ronald's wife. And she said, "I don't know if you remember me or not, Cecil, but you and your pastor came over to..." "Oh, sure, I remember you." "Well," she said, "we've rented a house since we saw you. And Ronald got drunk today, and he's out in the cornfield, and he has a gun. And I'm afraid he's going to take his life. Would you come over and see if you can talk to him?" "Well, I'm a coward. I don't want to get shot." But God gave me holy boldness. And I went over there, and there he was out in the cornfield. I don't know what he was doing out there. But when he saw me, now get this, he came running. He threw his arms around my neck, and he started to cry. He said, "Cecil, I didn't want you to see me in this condition." Well, I said, "Ronald, I've been in that condition so many times." I said, let me take you into the house." I took him into the house, and I sat there till 2 o'clock in the morning, witnessed to him and her. And she was just as bullheaded as he was an alcoholic. She didn't, "If he'll give his heart to Christ, I will." That's not a way to go. But anyway, that's what she said. I went home. I couldn't sleep. The next morning, I got up at 7 o'clock. I drove to their house. Now, believe it or not, their doors was not locked. I walked in there, walked in the bedroom. I says, "Come on, Baker, you're going to go, Ronald, you're going to go to church with me this morning." "Oh, no, I'm not." I said, "Oh, yes, you are. If I got to bring you by your neck, you are going to church this morning." Now, where I got that holy boldness, I don't know, but I did. Well, I know where I got it. But anyway... I said, "I'm going to cook breakfast while you're taking a shower and getting ready." And I went in there. Now, I don't even know those people for that short time. And I went and cooked bacon and eggs. And that day, he said, I got to have a drink of orange juice. Guess what was in the refrigerator? A magnum of vodka. I said, you're not drinking this vodka. So anyway, I took their little girl to Sunday school. And my pastor was there, and we got down our knees in the dirt out there under the trees, and we prayed for Ron and Harriet. And I got back, and both of them were ready to go. And I took them to church, and we sat in the back row, almost the back row. And the pastor got up and preached a wonderful sermon on how to get to heaven. During the invitation, I stood between them, and I put my arm around Harriet and around Ronald. I said, kids, this is where you can change your life, can be changed. I introduced both of those people to Christ. God saved them. Oh, friends, he delivered another alcoholic from the Lord. I don't know how many times I've done that, not particularly that, but different alcoholics and taken them to church. But I tried to lead them to Christ in their home. Most people are saved in their home than they are in church. That's true. Well, let me ask you, friends, are you reaching the lost for Christ? Are you trying? Are you even trying to witness for the Lord? If you can't witness, get some gospel tracts. When you go to eat in a restaurant, when you put your tip inside that gospel tract. Let the money stick out so they know there's money in there. You'd be surprised. I've led many people to Christ. Yes, waiters and waitresses in the restaurants, right? Well, they were working. Not that I'm the greatest soul winner in the world, because I'm sure not. But I do it. God wants you to do it. He wants you to win souls. Do you have the courage to share your faith tonight? If not, would you bow your head with me right now? Just bow your head with me right now. Lord, I pray for that man, for that woman, that boy, that girl that don't have no courage. Tonight, Father, give them the holy boldness that they need. Help them to take this gospel as serious. That we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Father, I pray that many will surrender tonight to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know Jesus, this don't mean much, doesn't make a lot of sense to you. But you know whether you want to go to heaven or not. You're the one that makes a decision where you spend eternity. Now, if you have a tugging at your old heart tonight and you say, I want to know this Jesus, then bow your head to me right now. But oh, don't you dare pray this unless you mean it. And here's how the prayer goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious, precious name of Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me tonight for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, get on a phone call, 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you any money, but I will. I don't care where you go to church. Friends, I am concerned where you spend eternity. So tonight, won't you give me a call? 303-471-8534. I'm waiting for your call.
might be seen. Let your love, let your love flow through me.
Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Knoll. Oh, friends, if you're not trying to witness or lead souls to Christ, you are not walking like Christ wants you to walk. You're not walking in the Spirit. You need to pray for holy boldness, and He'll give it to you. You need to pray for souls for your hire. He'll give it to you. But you got to ask Him. If you don't know how, ask your pastor. Pastor, would you take me out and show me how to introduce a soul to Christ? And if he's a God called and a God called preacher, he'll do it. If he won't, well, you pray for him, okay? I always urge my people to pray for their pastors. Oh, yes, they need our prayers day and night. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to continue to lift my wife and I up in prayer and pray I can get off this oxygen. Oh, my, I want to get off this oxygen. Because I've got to go to the West Coast if I possibly can. There's so many things I want to do, and I've been invited to several churches to preach. Just one night, but I don't care. I'd love to do it. Well, stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.